Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to In the Know with Mo. This is your host, Maureen Forte, coming to you live from In the Know with Mo Blog Talk Radio. You know what? Today is an open mic. It's an open mic because I want people to call in, feel free to call in to discuss issues on the presidential debate. The presidential debate that was held on Tuesday evening, October 16, 2012, with Willard Mitt Romney and our president, the dynamic, the fantastic, the supercalifragilisticexpialidocious president, President Barack Obama. I'm telling you, the president, our president, Barack Obama, has a good heart. He's a good man, and he is a president for all the people, and he is deserving of 4 more years, and I support the president for re-election 150%. So I encourage you, call in, tell me what your thoughts are or what your thoughts were on the presidential debate. I mean, we can sit and listen to people lie and lie until their nose grows as long as Pinocchio. But when you look at the president's record, when you look at what he has done and what he continues to do, why not go out and cast that vote and give our president another 4 years? Barack Hussein Obama is the 44th and current president of the United States. He is the first African-American to hold the office. Now, let me tell you, the president is a young president, born in Honolulu. His birthday is August 4th, which we all celebrated, born in 1961. So the bottom line is I listened to the debate last night, and so many people were saying, and I think they paid some of these idiots who are on television asking idiotic questions. I mean, of all the people there, you could only find one black man who didn't look like he was starving for food, and he was so shiny, like they had just rubbed him down with an overload of baby oil. And he asked, "Come on, Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately? President Obama, what have you done for me lately?" President Obama's campaign slogan in 2008 says, "Yes, we can." See, say, pray they. Yes, we can. So it says, yes, we can. It did not say, yes, I can. It meant that we need to work together collectively. But what have we been doing? Sitting back and complaining. Here I am in Chicago. We have the most unregistered voters across the state. And the problem is we don't think our vote counts. Well, when you start putting those shackles back on your wrist, when you start putting the shackles back on your ankles, and then when you start having to answer to questions that you don't have the answers to, your vote counts. Your vote matters. We need everyone that's in reach of the sound of my voice. You need to register to vote. I, too, have a problem with some religious groups that don't vote because of religious reasons. But you need to look into that religion a little deeper. I know we have freedom of religion, but when you don't vote and when you don't exercise the right to vote, so many of our ancestors died for you to have this right. And you come, "Oh, I don't vote for religious reasons." But yet and still, you're the main ones, those of you that don't vote, the main ones that are complaining, the main ones who benefit from everything that those of us who do vote, you benefit from it highly. I asked one lady who says, "Oh, no, honey, I don't vote. I don't vote because of my religion." I asked her if she had a job. "Yeah, I have a job." I said, "You in the union?" "I'm in the union." I said, "But you are in a union. Being in a union to protect you from your employer It's no different than you fighting for the right when you exercise that right to vote. Let's look at the economy. The president, President Barack Obama, has been doing a fantastic job. I mean, it's to the point where we need to make sure we put President Barack Obama and the first family back into the White House. We're dealing with an economy built to last, means making things the world buys. Some of the progress that the president has made: rescued the American auto industry from collapse, saving more than 1 million jobs around the country. U.S. automakers have added nearly 250,000 jobs since June of 2009. The best period of growth is more than a decade. Another one: required auto companies retool and build more fuel-efficient cars in exchange for aid. And as a result, Ford, GM, and Chrysler are now profitable. GM is once again the number one car company in the world, and Chrysler is the fastest-growing car company in the U.S. President Obama has supported the resurgence of American manufacturers, who have added more than 500,000 jobs since January 2010, the strongest period of job growth since 1989. So when people are saying, I don't know what he has done, people, let me tell you, go to www.whitehouse.gov. And you will see the progress, and it's listed here in plain black and white. Now, if you can't read and you don't have a lack of comprehension skill, feel free to call me, and I will make sure a teacher will get in touch with you to help you with your comprehension and your reading skills. So there's just so much that the president has done and will continue to do. What's next? Reward companies that bring jobs back to America with lower taxes and pay for it by eliminating tax incentives for companies that ship jobs overseas. So what we have to do here, and futuristically, and if not now, is prepare workers with skills and credentials employers need. Support programs that train workers for jobs in growing industries like high-tech manufacturing and IT. So what's next? And this is all on www.whitehouse.gov, all the progress and what's next and what's up and coming. We have to put this president back in office for another 4 years so we can move to the next level. Invest in a domestic clean energy economy powered by sources like wind, solar, and clean coal. We have to renew successful bipartisan tax incentives that create American jobs and reduce our reliance on foreign oil. So when I listened to the debate, I was like, what is this really about? People are just idiots. When you tell me that you are indecisive, you don't know what's going on, and what have you done for me lately? Let's take a caller here. I have a caller here. Welcome, caller, to In the Know with Mo. You're live on the line. Hello? Hello, 708-439. You're live on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Okay. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, you're live on the line. Hi, welcome to In the Know with Mo. You're live on the line. You have a comment? Hello? You have a comment? All right, well, we had a call on the line. And feel free to call in, guys. This program is for you. There's not any other program in the city of Chicago or around the world that's going to allow you to call in and voice your concerns and your views and get some feedback. We are here. I am here for you. I am the voice of the voiceless, trying to open the doors for you to be able to be part of the solution. We have so many people that are complaining, raising holy hell, and they are part of the problem. We have to look beyond what's going on. Mitt Romney, Mitt. His real name is Willard. When I think of Willard, you know what I think of? You're right. I think of Willard the Rat. You know, how can we teach our children about moral values when we're not allowing them to see how adults treat each other fairly and justly? We have adult politicians who are sitting there on top of, in front of television of a million viewers, lying about what is and what isn't, trying to be the president, but you have to live right. You know, when you start lying and telling falsehoods, that's not good. How do we explain this to our children, which we're trying to raise them to lead very productive lives? So I'm asking you, do what's needed. Get up, vote early. And I, you know what I wanted to say, because this is Chicago. I want to say, I almost said vote early and vote often, but you can only have one vote. So make sure if you think you're going to be detained or delayed, vote early. Make sure you get up and cast your vote. Take at least 10 people with you. What I would like to see done, I would like to see every nail shop, every hair salon closed until after their election. I'm telling you, last election, as I drove around the city for picking up people and taking them to their polling places, I saw people early in the morning at 8:30, 8:15, especially in the area of 95th, right there, east of Ashland, standing in line waiting for the nail shop to open. These men, and mostly women, were standing there waiting for the nail shop to open. You know what? Maybe we need to put a nail shop inside a voting machine inside the nail shop, because it makes no sense that these women were standing there waiting to get their nails done and not casting their vote. So I'm begging and pleading for each of you, each soul, take your soul to the polls and cast that vote on November 6th. That's the day of the election. And here in Illinois, early voting starts October 22nd to November 3rd. And you need to check, you can go on the website, David Orr's website, to check where the local voting places are located for early voting. Okay, we have a caller here. We have a chat line here. It says, good evening. His name is Frank. Good evening, Frank. Frank wants to know how can he host his own show. Okay, Frank, this is very easy for you to do. We all have something that we bring to the table. And if you're interested, Frank, in hosting your show, all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com, Frank, and follow the directors there, and you can see how to host your own show. All right, thank you. I'm going to take another caller here. I have another caller here. Welcome, 708-218. Welcome to In the Know with Mo. You're live on the line. Hello.
Hey, yeah, Mo.
Hey,
how
you
doing?
Good evening. Good.
This is Clifton Graham calling.
Clifton Graham from Country Club Hills. How are you doing? What's going on? I just finished talking about the presidential debate and the upcoming election, the 2012 road to election for the re-election of the president. So something's hot going on over there in your area. What's going on in your little town?
Well, everything is going good. I'm over there now and then over there in the Hazel Crest of Obama camp over there. You know, they doing all the calls, calling people up and seeing if they come and volunteer, support, go out to Iowa to travel to try to get the vote out for Obama. So I've been over there a little bit. And everybody's pushing for Obama to get in. It's so funny that you did your topic today, and I just spoke with a lady friend of mine I went to high school with. She's a young white lady. When we first started busing, we came, and so she's came a close friend, she had put down that she was voting for Romney. And so I texted her, and I texted her and said, I just want to know, could you tell me a little bit more about Romney, about his plan? And she said she didn't want to discuss politics with me.
And I said, well, I guess she's one of those idiots. She's one of those idiots. But any woman who votes for Romney is a total idiot. I mean, anytime a man's going to tell a woman what to do with their body, and the debate last time when he says, I had this binder full of women, you know, give me a break. Like, we're some type of cattle, you have to put us in a binder. You know, so any woman who votes for Romney is just a plain idiot. I'm calling it like it is, ladies. Don't be fools and don't be foolish.
And she never came to really to play to talk about it. She said she did her homework on both of the candidates, but I know she didn't do enough work on Obama and enough work on, I think, you know, that's what she didn't really want to talk about it, because I told her, because I haven't done my homework on Rodney, maybe she can help me out, you know. But she refused to help me out. And I said, we could still be, you know, friends, you know. But because we're old junior high friends, so we go way back. So Facebook brought us back together. But overall, you know, I think he's just got to keep on pushing. We're pushing out here in Country Club Hills because we want government that's gonna do the right thing for the people. And it's kind of hard that the people are accepting these lies that Romney continues to tell, like say with the buying. Mm-hmm. Why you have to look at Biden? He's a CEO. He's a CEO. He shouldn't have to look for a book to find a woman who can hold a position. You know, you can look on TV. You can look on, there's so many places you can look, and I can imagine what he's trying to look for, an African American, you know, to find a good candidate.
He's not looking for an African American. If you look at the debate last night, the African American male that was there, I'm pretty sure they paid him to stand up to ask the question, you know, what have you done for me lately? And, you know, if you're going to get up and complain about the president and what he hasn't done for you, make sure you look like you're starving, like you're missing a meal. I mean, and tell the people in the studio, don't put so much baby oil on you like you're shining, like you're way back in the Sammy days. You know, so, I mean, we have to really wake up. Now, Clifton, tell me about, I'm understanding that there's a home rule issue going on in Country Club Hill. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I'd be glad to, because what's going on right now, if you know, and most people in the suburbs know that Country Club Hills have been going through an extreme increase in their property taxes. They have been in debt so much so, even though the average income in a household in Country Club Hills is $70,000, $80,000 per household. We seem to be falling into a bunch of wasteful spending in our community. And we are also, for some reason, the county sent us a $6.6 million check that wasn't supposed to come our way, and then we cashed it and spent it, and now we don't have it. So it's a constant things every year that we're being involved in some type of negative publicity that's constantly costing our taxpayers a lot of money, millions and millions of dollars. You know, we have a Super Walmart here, and I went to Super Walmart and talked to the manager, and it's one of the busiest Walmarts in the country. But where's these tax dollars going? You know, so
that Walmart is the busiest, but it's the most dangerous of all the Walmarts I've been into. For my money, I would like to see that Walmart on 167th Street closed.
Well, you know what? But to top it off, so much so, though, the city of Country Club Hills is the only Walmart we paying for security. We handling the security. So Walmart usually handle their own security. So if it's unsafe, it's not because, the community is basically putting a lot of money into it to protect it. And then, you know, and what we're saying is that where's all this money going? And it is unfortunate that I live in Country Club Hills, but most of the time I'm going to the Walmart in Madison because of, because of the variables that's involved on that corner. And it's a continuous thing that we're paying all these high taxes and seeing all this wasteful spending, and we're not getting the services that we think we deserve. So that is what we're doing right now. We're bringing up what they call, we're trying to block home rule. We're tired of them having control over our small little town, and we're not having a say-so. And the only way we can stop this wasteful spending and for the political people to come back to the community is we have to stop them. We have to take away some of their power. And the biggest power is home rule. And so
for those people listening to you about home rule, can you tell them what home rule is?
Well, basically, home rule shifts many of the governing responsibilities from the state level to the local level. So instead of having to go back to the state to get funding or whatever, the local officials, such as the mayor, have the right to say, I don't have to go anywhere. If we enact some things that we want some extra money, or we want to tax you a certain amount of dollars, we can do it unlimited.
Mm.
And that's what happened. And usually it is used to make a community thrive when local legislators are fiscally responsible. When they are responsible, it can work positively for the community because you can see growth, just like a Walmart. You can see schools building. You can see other things developing. But unfortunately, they haven't been using it to bring in capital, true capital to the community. It has brought more than nothing but debt. Country Club Hills in the last 10 years, for example, were $5 million in debt 10 years ago. Today, we're $58 million in debt. And if we pay to maturity, we're $90 million in debt. So we're considered one of the financially worst fiscally responsible communities in the state of Illinois, the top five, along with Markham, I think. Yes.
You have that theater there, that entertainment center. It seemed like that would be bringing in a lot of revenue.
Well, we assume that too, but unfortunately, they haven't reached out extremely to get any sponsorship, but most of all, it brings in, this year it brought in $500,000 loss.
Oh,
in other years, it brought in more than $1 million. Now it's bringing in $500,000 loss. And there's flyers going around saying right now that with 4,000 tickets that was pushed out there that they haven't been accounted for. That's over $250,000 in possible revenue that haven't been accounted for. But this is only the end of what actually they were better off this year than they were in previous years. And that's sad to say that it was worse years this year, and we lost $500,000, and we've been losing millions of dollars before that time. And it's just a disaster of organization. And so the government's not in the business of running theaters, you know, but let alone we got to reach out and get sponsored to support it.
Right. Now, I know that this is election season for the president, and I know I'm up for re-election in my little village where I live in. Are you by chance running for any office yourself for the 2013 election?
What I plan on, I'm getting people together right now on election day so we can get enough signatures to get this home rule on the ballot so we can block home rule. And in the process, I'm gathering up people to run for office, because I believe in order to really truly participate, if you don't know somebody and you don't support them running, then you should run yourself. So I am going to be putting myself in a position to run for alderman. You know, I mean, it's just a sad situation, because we have to do something. And I gave an opportunity, because we have the majority of people that I voted for to take over and shut this cancer in our community down. But unfortunately, we haven't done it. We haven't shut it down. And so the people that I have tried to put in the power has not done enough fast enough job to get it done, and we're busy bleeding badly, you know. The budget was supposed to be done in April, and we haven't still finished the budget for 2012.
Wow.
They haven't completed the budget in 6 months or something like that. Down, it's late, and they're still working on the budget for this year, and it's almost next year. It's unacceptable for a budget to be 6 months, 7 months late.
Right, right. Well, you know I want to remind you that my door is always open for you. And if anytime you want to come back on, just call me and let me know, because it's so much information we've got to educate the people on. I just got word tonight that Judge Dudley, who was the juvenile judge out of Markham, where he retired, is running for mayor in Sao Paulo. So, everybody has something that's going on, but we're running out of time now. But whenever you want to, if you want to bring somebody on and have a discussion, or if you want to interview somebody, just call me, because this is what this is about, trying to educate and elevate the people. And this show is going to be archived. You can always go back and listen to it again. But it's just a total mess. You would think Country Club Hills had it going on with that theater, because people flock from all across the country to come to listen to those entertainers.
Right. It's definitely the venue is excellent, but I mean it's just it's a deficit in our household in Country Club Hills, because it's costing us hundreds of thousands of dollars, and we pay taxes as high as $20,000 in property taxes a year, and so we can't afford to give up $500,000 in the negative, you know.
There's no
educational programs that's going on in there. There's no church services going on there. There's no community involvement directly to even support such a program that's going to go on a home like that, because it's not supporting the community involved in this tour. It would be different if the community was involved in the theater and people can see but most of the people who show up for the theater are not Country Club Hills residents.
No, they're not.
That's why they think it's doing so well.
Now, does your mayor still meet at Dunkin' Donuts on Sunday?
It's funny that you asked that, because on Sunday he was talking about the other aldermen who were trying to do some things like tailgating and things, get the community to come out, you know, and watch the Bears game or whatever. And he said, well, it's Sunday. He said, it's Sunday and you disturbing the churches on the block. And then they said, well, you have your meeting. You have your meetings on Sunday from 8 to 10. And he put it up. He said, well, I've been doing that a long time. Come on now. You know, anytime you're stopping people from going from 8 to 10, you know, that's when people get ready for church. I go to church early. And he has a meeting, and he makes it, come on. So, you know, it's a conflict, and, you know, we just need to you know, like I love Obama, because he finally just told the guy, says, tell the truth. No, just
that's
tell
right.
the truth. And so we can, I can debate you all day and tell you, I could say some negative things about you, Mo, and they may not be true, but people listen.
They
expect me to tell you the truth, that you're a great person. I know you a great person, because every time we talk, and I always see you in newspapers, on the radio, on Facebook, everywhere you're trying to do positive things for the community. And so it's a fact. And so for me to distort it and say you're not doing something is totally fabricated. But people who are not educated to get out there and find out, they would just go with that and run with it. And we can't have that.
Yeah.
And for people to support, Romney won the debate, and he lied. It's unacceptable.
Yes. Well, we're coming to the end of our show. I want to get this announcement out. I want to thank Clifton Graham, who is a call-in live guest. But for those of you who are listening in our last minute, National Action Network Chicago, which I am the president of, executive director for Reverend Al Sharpton, and we are hosting our first annual dinner dance Friday, October 19th at the Condesa Del Mar. And yes, I do have a couple of tickets and a couple of tables left. So if you are interested in attending, feel free to call me at 708-653-6545. I want to thank you. We're running out of time. I want to thank you, Clifton, and we will talk again soon. To my viewing and listening audience, I want to thank you. Remember, exercise that right to vote. Vote early, but don't vote often, because this is in Chicago. But do exercise that right. Get out to vote. Early voting for Illinois starts October 22nd to November 3rd. Until we meet again, be blessed and stay focused.
And his word,
what's up,
salvation, lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you down.